Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Look, we'll take a call here on the Red Wings, but I really want to be in a better mood. I want to look forward to the baseball game tonight because it's a big game. Not in the fun Wojo sense.
No.
Just a legitimately big game, elimination game.
Just like last year.
And it is. It's a full circle moment. Now, the team has to be able to flip the script and do the opposite of last year.
Correct.
We want to know if the fans have had the switch flipped for them from a position of doubt to now you're optimistic. Where do you sit ahead of game five tonight? 248-539-9797. Dave in Clinton Township, let's talk a little puck first here on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
Optimistic about the Tigers, but Red Wings game last night. I'm 51 years old, went with my son last night. I have never left a hockey game at the beginning of the third period. I mean, it was literally embarrassing. I have Habs fans in front of me, Habs fan behind me. They were very respectful. I mean, they couldn't even, like, cheer because they were, like, almost laughing at us. I mean, we are no longer Hockey Town. That logo should not be on that ice. We haven't been Hockey Town in forever. Take it off. We suck, and we just need to figure it out.
Well, I don't like the Hockey Town logo being part of this this celebration either on the ice. But that said, yeah, they played horrible last night. And leaving before as the third period was starting, that is different.
Yeah, I felt like Hockey Town would have been the move when you make the playoffs. You keep the Centennial logo clean on the center ice, and Hockey Town gets put back on top when you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You can't vibes your way in. You're going to have to actually play your way in.
No.
And I like what McClellan said. He's not making excuses. They had 3 weeks of camp. Like, one of the big selling points was a full year of McClellan. He's not going to get dropped into the fire. He can actually put in his systems and his schemes, and they're going to be a more fundamentally sound hockey team. I didn't see it. That's the selling point of how they're going to make the playoffs this year, is a full year of McClellan's coaching. They didn't take to it.
No.
It was
sloppy. Not yet.
No.
I just think they're mentally weak. I mean, listen to the cut that Brennan played?
Yeah.
The update? I mean, this is the first game of the year. Okay, you started with the first goal. Then you got hit in the head. Where's the response?
Yeah.
Where's the response in that game?
Was there any like hitting at all?
No, bone chilling, bone crunching hits, Tony. Look.
They were so bad last night that they're garnering attention on a crazy Tiger-Lions weekend.
And I'm aware of it, and I just want to stop talking about them. Like, we got all season to talk about them. We won't have a postseason to talk about them, but we have all regular season to talk about them. Tonight's about the Tigers. So we want to try to get some of your thoughts on this game. 248-539-9797. Are you now optimistic going into Game 5? As much as this team has put you through, as frustrating as they've been, are you optimistic about tonight? 248-539-9797. And I can say yes. I'm optimistic about tonight. I feel like they're going to win tonight. I love the advantage of Skubal. I love the matchup that you can force their starter out of the game early or give Karp a couple extra big time at bats in a matchup he's thrived in. And Stoney, I don't know if you feel the same way I do. Seattle fans, there's going to be a tension if this game's close.
Oh, that's what I said. The sphincter tightening, if it's close, for the that's when there's no home field advantage.
Right.
There's home field advantage, you know, if, you know, the Tigers or the Mariners, like, load the bases and all that kind of stuff, and they start screaming and try to get in Scooble or whoever the pitcher is at that time's head. That's where there's home field advantage. But, no, if it's close and, man, those fans are going to be because I'm not going to say it means more to them. They've never won a playoff series. Or the last one they won is 2001.
They made it to the ALCS.
Yes. They won one playoff. They won a playoff.
Their history in the postseason
it's awful.
Is brutal.
They've never even been to a World Series.
Correct. Are they the only team?
I believe so.
Yes.
They're the only team that's never made a World Series.
Yes, Colorado made the World Series.
Tampa's
Arizona,
made it.
Tampa.
Yeah. They're the only team. I saw that stat. You confirmed it. Mm-hmm. The only team that hasn't made the World Series. So. Right. They're going to have a great crowd, and it was great crowds last weekend. And Friday night in Seattle, they're going to have 47,000 people. They're going to be loud. They're going to be on their feet. And I trust Scooble to go into that environment and thrive.
Yeah.
He did it in Cleveland last year at a big playoff game that Tom went to. And then everybody remembers game five last year, he gave up the grand slam.
Well, Lane Thomas is not on the Mariners last time I checked.
Correct. Well, and he gets a second chance. Mm-hmm. This is a legacy.
Thomas
this is a legacy
an
game.
All-star, though. I mean,
know.
Stoney, there's six guys sitting in this lineup, plus a couple others behind that have the capability of if Scooble gets frustrated and decides to try to blow somebody away down the middle, he's going to get hit.
I know.
That's the mental thing he needs to have learned from last year, which I think he probably did.
Well, and he's talked a lot about it.
Right. When you talk about their lineup, I was talking when we sat together at the baseball game at the Tiger game on Wednesday. You're going from like top down. Look how many 20 home run guys they've had who had over 20 home runs. I mean, everybody said, Scooble gave up two home runs to Polanco. Polanco had 26 home runs.
Good. Yeah. What, Suarez hit 50, Cal Raleigh hit 60 plus.
Arozarena has a
power guy. Yeah. Julio Rodriguez, power guy.
Yeah.
So that's their advantages. Even if it's a cold night and Scooble does the job, one swing flips the game. They have more bats to flip the game with one swing. Where I think you want to refocus, though, is if Scooble does his thing and it's like a 2-1 ball game or a 1-1 ball game, there will be pressure on the Tigers and they'll be squeezing the bat tight. But will Seattle be squeezing it even tighter? I think the answer is yes.
Yes, especially if it gets close and, you know, people are teetering and things like that. And what you want is you want the broadcast to show those Mariner fans with their heads down and all glum and look like they took a big dumper on their own.
The other Tiger question I have, Stoney, if they win, does Scott Harris win?
Well, as far as no.
What do you mean? Seattle made the flashy moves, as he said at the deadline. The teams that make the flashiest moves don't always advance. They went out and added a couple bats. The Yankees added all the relievers. Scott Harris and the Detroit Tigers are in the ALCS while both of them aren't. Does he win if they win?
Well, he can probably say, I told you so, I told you so.
See, all these fans wanted us to do all these reckless things and mortgage our farm system and haunt our future.
Nobody wanted.
I was right.
Nobody. Yeah, well, he can say what he wants, but I don't think anybody with a brain wanted him to wreck their farm system. Could he use it? Yeah, I still think he was wrong in not getting another reliever or a bat. Look, Suarez, that's his nightmare. Suarez, it's a walk-off tonight?
Yeah. Deep into the sky, Seattle fans.
The counter to that is Ibanez does. Well, it couldn't be a walk-off. They'd still have to play the night.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah. Look, if they win tonight, they advance further than last year, even though they didn't win the division.
Right.
They advance further than last year. His deadline largely gets lost in the history. Right?
Especially if Finnegan pitches good. Because that's the only one who would help this team, right?
Like,
Am I missing something?
This is kind of crazy to say, because I said it's kind of a legacy spot for Scooble. Does Scott Harris have the most to win tonight?
Yeah,
he does. I think he does.
Because he can say, I told you so, but I don't think people are going
to... No, I don't even mean from the standpoint of him going to a microphone and like making fun of the fans. I don't think Scott Harris is actually going to do that. I mean, but I just mean from like a credibility... He doesn't have to take any arrows this offseason. He has the most to win tonight.
That's true. But, you know, if something happens in the offseason we don't like, we're still shoot arrows at him.
What do you mean, Stoney? What do you mean? He's only been here 3 years. He's made the playoffs twice, made the ALCS.
He's done a good job.
I'm saying his image really is on the line tonight.
Yeah, but I don't think his...
If they lose, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, of course.
So, I mean...
Yeah, it is on the line.
Avoiding that and solidifying, and hey, I am this baseball genius. Maybe I am the smartest guy in the room. Something to think about, Tiger fans. Yeah. If the Tigers win, does he win?
Here's the other thing. But if the Tigers win and he wins, don't you also win as a fan?
Yeah, well, I said that the other day. Yeah. I go, look, as much as like we want to come with the pitchforks and be mad at the guy, I wish he did more at the deadline. If he wins, we win.
Yes.
If he's good at his job, we all can celebrate that.
Correct.
Dylan and Macomb. Dylan, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I was at the Wings game last night, and I know Jim doesn't want to talk about Wings anymore, but the one thing that caught my attention was the lack of physicality by our big guys. Mm.
You're talking Soderblom, you're talking
Rasmussen.
Soderblom, Edvinson, you know, our third and fourth line guys that are a little bit bigger than our first two lines, they were not physical at all.
They weren't running around hitting people?
They were not. For having that much size, use it to your advantage. Intimidate the other team a little bit. At least go out and hit somebody.
Because it's not one or two guys. They have a bunch of giants on this team.
Yeah. They do. They do. Even some of our defensemen, they looked like they were scared to play the body in our own zone sometimes.
Well, some of this, too. I mean, we had McClellan on. They want to play faster, a little more up-tempo, run and gun, maybe plays to the youth. The problem is, if you go for a big hit and miss,
yeah,
odd man rushes, which they already gave up as it is. I'm not trying to give him a pass, Dylan. I agree with you, man. Like, you can't have... Sherratt and Sider are supposed to be a physical pair. Edvinson is a giant human being. Soderblom, Brancig, Nygaard, the guy that they made his NHL debut, is a big-bodied guy. You got to use your size.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying, like, in the offensive zone as a defensive pairing to pinch down and make a hit to take yourself out of a play. I'm just saying... When you've got somebody skating at you and you can square up and line them up, put shoulder to chest, yeah, please, please do that. Make a hit to make a play. Instead of the old school saying of take a hit to make a play, make a hit to make a play. Start that play off by getting that guy off the puck, grab the puck and make a play off of it.
Good idea.
You know, I'm on board.
That was the lack of what I saw last night. Other than that, I thought Emmett Finney had a lot of speed. Mm-hmm. He, you know, he'll settle into the game. He had a couple of turnovers, but I think he'll settle in the more that the season goes on. I think that Sandin Pelikka, he's going to settle into his mm-hmm. role in defense. I think we'll be okay. And I talked to Rieger yesterday before the game even started. I said, I think that the Red Wings either just miss the playoffs or they get in and lose at the first round. Now, that's a hot take. That's a hot take.
Congratulations for that.
But that's my take on it.
Well, Dylan, appreciate the phone call.
How annoyed are you right now? You just did your whole Tiger thing.
I know.
Hey, here's a big game. You discoed yesterday. Like? Oh, and I got all kinds of flack for the disco yesterday.
Even Mike was giving you stuff. Of all the people, the season ticket holder.
Guys, I don't know how many fans I had to tell this to yesterday. Picking something doesn't mean you want it to happen.
Oh, don't.
And Stoney, I know you've lived this life. God. Picking something doesn't mean you want it to happen. I want playoff hockey badly.
All those new players he was talking about last night, how many are Canadian?
Well, okay, here we go, Don Cherry. The thing he made, okay, I want to just say this. I know we're up against it.
Finney is, right?
He may be. Finney is a 20-year-old player from the 7th round. You need to find a couple of these dudes.
Yeah.
They probably shouldn't be playing on the first line at 20 years old. It says something about the quality of your hockey team. that Pelika is on the second pair. Ideally, at 20 years old, he'd be breaking in on the third pair. Correct. You don't have a third pair. Right. Like, it's not really me being against these young players. I'm excited they're here. I'd much rather fight for the playoffs with them than Justin Hole and the collection of dead bodies that they had on the roster. But you should have put these guys in more sheltered roles. The fact that they're on the first line, that Brancic Nygaard is like, hey, can he energize Kopp and Confort? Two deadweight contracts. Pelika's got to play PK, power play. Damn near, I think he let him in ice time last night. A 20-year-old should not be put in that position in the seventh year of Steve Yzerman.
Just and wait till Danielson gets healthy.
97.
He's about ready to lose
97 it. 97-1. Get out of here. I got to read. This is great timing. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about something way more positive. Okay. I don't want to talk about our hockey team right now. And I know you guys can call in. We're not going to turn you away. But Lions fans, let's roar louder than ever. That's right, Stoney. The 2025 season is here, and the ultimate way to celebrate is with 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila. It's back as the official tequila of our Detroit Lions. Pre-game tailgates, post-game celebrations, 1800 Tequila brings you smooth, bold flavor to every moment. Sip it in a sideline margarita or enjoy it straight. Either way, you're raising your glass to a championship season. 1800 Tequila, make it part of your game day lineup all season long. Victory never tasted so good. 1800 Tequila, proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Proximo1800tequila.com. Please drink responsibly.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Was that the one who went off Johansson's ass?
I think so, Stoney. 5 goals on 13 shots for the veteran acquisition, John Gibson. And I'm not even putting it all on him. He's only going to be as good as this defense is.
Yeah, so John Gibson's, he's not a guy who's going to say, oh my God, he's a great, great goalie. He's allegedly an upgrade. So.
Well, and he was also supposed to be the backup in Anaheim. So
yes.
And before people did cartwheels about adding him, Understand he's only going to be as good as the defense in front of him. A third pair that shouldn't be in the NHL.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be putting a 20-year-old blue liner on your second pair leading the team in ice time. It says something not about him, but about the team. You got a 20-year-old on the first line. Like, this is 7 years for Iserman. We're staring down 10 years without the playoffs. Having said all of that,
we got a baseball game today.
Thank you. So what I want to do is start taking the phone calls first of the people who want to talk baseball. We'll get to the Red Wing calls. I know, I see you guys. You're passionate. You're fired up. I get it. I want to talk about Friday night. And yes. I would think that's what most people care about is our playoff team in an elimination game.
Yeah.
Our baseball team in an elimination game.
You would
game.
Think so. There is a poll out there, though, on our Twitter handle. And everybody, we asked the question, what if you can only win one game, which game do you want to win this weekend? You know, Michigan versus USC, Michigan State, UCLA. Obviously, the Tigers and the Mariners or the Lions and the Chiefs. And Jim and I thought that overwhelmingly it would be the Tigers. It's an elimination game. You move on to the playoffs. And as important, you know, as the others are maybe to you, you know, the playoffs comes first.
You would think.
Elimination game comes first.
Do you know what the results are?
No, but I know earlier they were like 65% Tigers. So I thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah, obviously. We could reset this, and we will a bunch today. 65% saying that the Tigers are the team that they would automatically. Updated. 58%.
58%?
58%. If you could give one team an automatic win this weekend, 58% said the Tigers, which means a lot of people didn't.
42% didn't. I assume the Lions are next.
Lions at 28%, Michigan with 10, and Spartans getting 2.
All right.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Justin in Madison Heights. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. So what if your conversation earlier really sparked like a thought. What if the Tigers do advance to the ALCS and they lose? And Scott Harris doesn't win, but he actually loses and he feels worse about it because he sees the fight. He sees the grit that this team has. And he says, man, if I would have done just a little bit more, maybe I could have taken this team to the World Series.
I agree with you, except that that's what he should think, but I don't think he will think that.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just trying to find any kind. I'm trying to stay positive. You know, I was screaming at the deadline like everybody else. We wanted more. We didn't get it.
Right.
I'm trying to just come away with the season as a win because this has been the roller coaster of all roller coaster seasons, as you all have talked about. And I'm hopeful for tonight, though, man. I think there's a lot of reasons they win this game tonight. Kirby going up. You know, we smashed them in the first game. And Scooble, obviously, the redemption. I'm positive. I'm hopeful. I can't wait. I haven't been this excited for a baseball game.
Well, good.
Probably the most excited I've been all season.
Just, they didn't smash Kirby.
They didn't smash him, but they got after him and they beat him, I guess is what I meant.
Yeah, they scored 3 runs
and Gary owns them.
In the game.
Yeah, they scored 3 runs and one of them came in the 11th.
Yes.
But Karp had his moment and Karp owns him. And we're talking about, here's the difference. That's not a ton of offense in game one, but you take a big blast from Carey on a day where you have Scooble pitching.
Correct.
If you can combine those two, that's the recipe to get it done. He's optimistic.
That was the best thing about Javi's home run the other day because it wasn't just a solo shot. I'd like to see Carpenter get one of those bombs with actually guys on base.
Yes. Tex says, I'm optimistic with Scooble pitching, but if they still can't hit, it doesn't matter. I don't care if they had one good game.
That's the consensus, I think.
Yes, having Scooble pitch is great, but it doesn't matter if they can't score. Seattle has too good of a lineup. They will get some runs. Our bats need to show up, or the pitching doesn't matter. It's amazing how last regular season and this regular season are the polar opposites of each other, yet they're going to end in the same spot with the same starting pitcher on the mound. Baseball's weird.
I know. Baseball is weird. That's damn sure. You know what's crazy is if he doesn't pitch well tonight, okay, will be his last game as a Tiger.
I think it's in play.
Yeah.
Maybe more than people want to admit. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the reality of he's not going to sign here long term.
Correct. Well, we don't think he is.
I don't even want to phrase it that way because that makes it feel like it's all on him. If there's just a disconnect, they're not going to pay what Scott Boras wants to get on the open market.
Which I don't blame them if what we're hearing is correct.
And the way they handle Scooble is touchy around 100 pitches.
Right. And the other thing is if they would lose, you know, a lot of big games they haven't won with him, whether it's his fault or not, I don't know.
But, Stoney, you got to understand, yes, you don't want to lose him for nothing, a la Max Scherzer at the end of next season. What is the rotation next year? Because Job's coming off Tommy John.
Okay.
Flaherty has struggled.
Job.
Well, it's not Job. Not to start the year.
Oh, that's right. Well, okay. I think Melton.
Sure, I could see Melton in the rotation.
Melton, is this with Scoob or without?
We'll say without because of the world that you're talking about. If this was his last start.
So we don't know who they're getting, obviously, even in the Scoobal trade. Melton, Olson.
Flaherty's going to opt in, I think.
Yeah, Flaherty will be your fifth starter, and they'd have to go get somebody. And, you know, maybe Mize.
It'd have to be someone better than Cobb or Maeda.
I think it will be, Jim. Thanks. Get to Maeda. Hey, I had something kind of hit me in the head here while you guys were talking about Scoobal in the future. And something we haven't really talked about much. Does he demand a trade because of the looming labor thing after next season? If he doesn't get what he wants here,
right,
and you have that looming out there, does he ask for it?
Yeah, he's got the potential to have the record-breaking deal for a starting pitcher. I don't think he's going to settle. And I think even if there's a labor deal, he'll go, I'll get paid at the end of the labor deal.
Right.
248-539-9797. All right, we got the cookie jar coming up next. It's 97.1.
All right, you guys, I got to tell you about my hot tub. I'm telling you, it is one of the best decisions we've ever made as a family. There's just something about being able to go into my own backyard, getting into this hot tub after a long day, and it just helps melt the stress away. It's instant relaxation. It's a place I can go to unwind. I can hang out with my family because the kids love it, and I could just go and enjoy a little peace and quiet if I need to as well. So if you've ever thought about getting your own hot tub, you've got to go check out Beninati Pool and Spa. They're going to make the entire process super easy, right? They're located in Utica. They're right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who are going to give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. Plus, this is pretty cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. Go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Cookie Jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. First question. Is your heat on?
No. Skelly. No. Why would it be on?
Yes, it's cold.
It's not cold yet.
I walked into my house the other day and I was like, my nose started running because it was so cold in our house. The heat is on. It's on a little schedule, so it's not up high. It goes down at night. Yes, it is on.
That's a negatory.
Tom?
The heat is on. There you go, Jim. That's for you.
Thank you.
Yes, just to take the chill off and then it's off the rest of the day.
Yeah, we got our heat on.
Okay.
What's wrong with being comfortable? Yeah. Pay a couple extra bucks and be comfortable.
Your cat, cold?
Sure. It just hasn't been cold in my house.
Our house is super cold. We don't get a lot of sunlight. Like the way we're in the by the trees, it's cold in the kids' rooms.
Like
it's really
evening?
Cold.
Yeah.
So.
And I like sleeping when it's cold.
I do too, but the kids get really cold.
We recently got an air fryer after years without one. What's the best food in the air fryer?
For me, it's chicken with a little panko on it.
Huh.
Okay.
It's easy. It's so easy, even I could do it.
Right.
I'm hoping this conversation inspires me to get an air fryer. I've never had one, never used one. I know, right? I'm thinking like what, French fries? Like what is
their French fries are really good in air fryer. That's
and quick too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the chicken patty.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that or like the chicken fingers or tenders or whatever. They taste so much better than if you try to warm them in the oven or microwave. No, I mean, gosh, no. I'm not a big fan of making food in a microwave.
Oh, but me neither.
Last resort only.
But it comes to an air fryer, like warming up pizza, it is outstanding. Any fried food, like mozzarella sticks, the kids eat them. They're like just like they came out of the oven at the or fryer at the restaurant.
Frozen foods, like you said, reheating the pizza. These are great calls. I want to go something under the radar. Brussels sprouts. Oh, I know it's a vegetable and you're not allowed to like vegetables.
I like
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts in restaurants, you know, a little glaze on
it. Yeah,
a little fried sometimes.
Some bacon sometimes with it.
Yeah, they're good.
Stoney, you ever try to make pancakes in an air fryer?
No.
They just go through the hole.
Okay.
Yeah, Jim doesn't know that story, I don't think. I think
you
do pancakes with a cookie sheet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Lions are playing the Chiefs. Who's your favorite non-Dan Campbell head coach, and why is it Andy Reid?
Well, Andy Reid, because he just seems like a really good guy, yeah. And, you know, he wins. It's not Reid anymore because I still, a little bit of Andy is, because he failed so many times with the Eagles at times, even though they were good. But my favorite NFL head coach right now is somebody who I wish would have coached the Lions a longer time ago, and that's Vrabel. Remember, me and Gov wanted Vrabel when they hired Patricia instead.
It all worked out, though, right now.
Yes, I know. I understand that. But I like Vrabel.
Greg?
I'm a sucker for dad coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
What? I was thinking John Harbaugh because he seems like a nicer version.
The normal one?
Jim, yes.
You know, this was tough to answer. And in the end, I decided the same as Stoney, Vrabel. I've gained a lot of respect for Sean McVay. I had been critical of him for years and looks like a little wiener still. But I tell you what, he's a heck of a coach. And also, I think Kyle Shanahan, too, I think he's pretty likable type guy. Tons of respect. Always makes the best out of the talent he has.
There's a lot of good guy. Like I was a big Tomlin guy. I think he's, you know, somebody you want to play for. And then of the new Kevin O'Connell. Players seem to really like him.
They do like him. Yeah, I went Andy Reid. I mean, he's fun. He's got a creative offense. Yeah. He's jovial.
Yeah.
Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. What gets the priority in your house on Saturday or Sunday night, excuse me, if it happens where we have game one of the ALCS going head-to-head against Lions Sunday Night Football, what gets priority? I know you can do two screens in 2025, but what's the priority?
Well, personally, work-wise, because I'm doing the post-game show, the Lions has to be the priority, so I'm not talking like an ass, which I usually
more than
do
usual.
Anyway. Yeah, but if I had no work involvement, I'd do the Tigers because it's, like I said, it's an elimination game.
I'm pretty sure the Lions would get priority in our house, without a doubt.
Greg?
We're going to say Lions. I know this game is over the air on NBC. Now, I may be wrong here. Is game one of the ALCS even on Fox? It might be on FS1. I'll take Lions.
The TV listing, I saw that it's on Fox, FS1, and something else streaming-wise. Mine will be the Lions, but I'll be flipping back and forth. I'll be game casting with the Tigers and stuff. It's a 51-49, but simply the joy of watching football, especially if the Tigers' offense is, no.
For me, it's the Tigers because of the stakes. And right. I like football more than baseball. I think most people feel the same way. I'll watch both. I think for the show Monday, I have no idea what's going to take priority.
Correct.
I mean, it depends how it plays out. But I am more interested in the stakes of the baseball game if they're playing game one of the ALCS. All right, we are in the month of October.
Okay.
Halloween. Mm. Would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf?
Well, I'm hairy, as you all know anyway, so I kind of am a werewolf. Well, I'm going to go vampire because I want to suck your blood.
There we go. Come on, keep it coming, Stoney.
Ooh.
With the fingers.
Vampires are so scary.
It's this that you can't see over the radio that he's like, what's this, Stoney? You're wiggling.
You're like Bloody Marys, too. So.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
I think the easy answer here is vampire, right? You get to stay up all night, which is what you always wanted to do when you were a kid. You're immortal, right? Like, you're like immune to dying and illness. You stay out of the sun. You've got this like glowing pale skin. Heck yeah. I'd be a vampire.
Can't enjoy garlic bread, though.
That's all right, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm picking a werewolf. You guys see Teen Wolf? Do some hooping.
That's true.
Okay, but every
plus
time...
Plus, you get to go to London.
But you turn into this werewolf and you rip your clothes. Like, every time you turn into this wolf, you're going through new outfits.
Probably jacked.
Yeah. No.
Probably bang like a machine, honestly.
Honestly, this is... Seriously? All right, I didn't know what to do with this one. I'm the most baffled cookie jar thing ever, to be quite honest. In the end, I decided on vampire because they seem to usually get hot chicks.
Yeah.
But
Greg has got you thinking otherwise now.
Garlic bread thing is outstanding because I love garlic bread. I love garlic. I'm going with the werewolf.
You are a garlic guy.
Great, Greg.
So my understanding is in all like the werewolf movies and novels, like you don't have any control. Like,
you just... spontaneously. Right.
The full moon hits and then you don't even remember what happened when you turn back into your
normal self.
Great defense. Great defense. Don't know what happened. Just turned into a werewolf. Sorry, officer.
I'm going to go vampire. Last question. F, Mary, Kill, Candy Edition. Kit Kat, Twizzlers, Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, wow. That is a toughie. Well, for the thrill of, maybe a one-time thing with the F, it's Sour Patch Kids. I love Twizzlers are great, but I'm more of a Red Vines person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get Twizzlers that's got that like glazy stuff. It's like,
nasty.
Get rid of Twizzlers. I'm killing that, and I'll marry Kit Kat.
Stoney, I'm right along with you. To me, Twizzlers are just like edible plastic that they are a little slimy. They're gross. Yeah. Get rid of them. Kit Kats, I don't love chocolate, but they're reliable. They're comforting. Yes. They're always good.
Yeah.
And Sour Patch Kids are a little tangy. They're a little wild.
Uh-huh,
you never know what you're
going
to get. I'll go with the Sour Patch Kids for the other one.
Let's make it three. F Sour Patch Kids when I'm a werewolf, of course. Marry Kit Kat, kill Twizzlers.
Yes.
This is probably the easiest cookie jar you've ever had for me. Mine is Mary Kit Kat. I love Kit Kats. It's my favorite candy.
Yes.
It is. A candy bar, whatever you want to call it. Twizzlers will be the F. I am not a big fan of other types of candy. Like, I could totally live without Jolly Rancher, Sour Patch Kids, Nerds,
but
that kind of stuff.
But Twizzlers are so lame.
I know, but it's just one time. I don't like other candies like those. Like I said, I think I had so much.
You don't like Swedish Fish or gummy bears or things like that?
Not really, and I think it's because I had so much of it as a kid that I just kind of...
They're just way more
OD'd
exciting than Twizzlers, though.
But Kit Kats? Well, I love Kit Kats.
We're all marrying Kit Kats. I married Kit Kats. F Twizzlers. like Tom. You guys are judging.
Because Twizzlers are lame. No, they're not. Nothing. They're
hey,
just
we lead the pitch. All right.
Yeah. Like, that's great, what you're choosing?
Great at they're the movies. Blah. Okay. And then I'm going to kill them Sour Patch Kids.
You're crazy.
All right.
F them kids.
It's Moran Chevrolet, the cookie jar. It's 97.1. It was that kind of night last night. Happy centennial to the Red Wing fans out there. Hey, it was fun for a minute.
Yeah.
Larkin scores, power play, captain, celebrating 100 years of Red Wing hockey.
Did you watch the pre-stuff? Did they have a... I'm sure they probably posted like the centennial video that they probably did.
And oh, yeah. Dude.
I assume they did a tribute to Alex Delvecchio.
Of course, yes. All that stuff, all the bells and whistles. Look, there's a rich history here. There's no doubting it. It's just unfortunate that it coincides with the longest playoff drought in franchise history. And on a night where you're showing off your brand new shiny goaltender, he gets chased and the team's booed off the ice through two periods. He saved 8 shots.
Not a good way to start the season, no doubt about it.
And again, I'm not even going to do this referendum on Gibson or even the team after one game. It's just the confirmation of the concerns. They didn't do enough. They don't have a blue line in front of the guy. You're putting 20-year-olds in key roles. You just don't have a complete hockey team, and it's going to be a developmental year, and it will be 10 years without playoff hockey here, despite the Hockey Town logo at center ice.
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on them so much, but I'll ask you one question, though. If it is a developmental year, which I agree with you, obviously, you know, some of the guys are like Kane and they're old and, you know, Larkin's getting older, but still, he's still in the prime of his career. If you've seen, regardless if they make the playoffs or not, if you see these young players start to, you know, I don't know, like Pelka ends up with like 45, 50 points or, you know, Finney has 18 goals and all the other guys that, you know, Raymond and all those guys are still really good. Does it do anything for you? At least.
Oh, yeah, it does something for me. Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm jaded and I'm disappointed and I'm angry, but I still care about this team and want them to have some sort of optimism.
Right. I'd rather them show hope that there's a future rather than them at the deadline. Well, let's trade some of our young guys and just get some veterans, hopefully to make the playoffs, even though these guys won't be here that long. No, it's got to be a combination of the two.
Whenever we play a Red Wing highlight, and then we come back, and you and I like hockey, and we start talking about it, I feel guilty.
I know.
Because I'm like, I don't feel like our audience wants us to be talking about this. If you do call in and talk hockey with us, we're not going to turn people away. It's kind of a free-for-all Friday, Stoney. Like, we're going to hone in on the Lions at 8 o'clock. It's kind of getting lost. They're playing on Sunday night against the Chiefs. And by the way, they're not favored.
No, nor should they be.
We can explore that a little more. You had a question today. This is a great Stoney question. About people, if they could lock in one win for the weekend. It was, hey, you can guarantee a win for the Tigers Friday night, the Lions Sunday night, Michigan Saturday night, or if you're a Spartan fan that wants to lock in a homecoming win, I suppose you could pick MSU.
Yes.
And we'll take those votes on the phones, on ticket text, and on Twitter, on X. You can vote in that poll at Costa and Jansen. Your answer was?
My answer is the Tigers, and I thought it would be a no-brainer.
I know you can never get 100% on anything in life, but this should be a near 100%, and it won't be.
No.
To me, it's the stakes of Friday night. If you lose, your season's over. If the Lions lose, season's not over.
No.
Lions lose, okay. It's an AFC loss. They're going to lose a couple games the rest of the way. This could be one of them. If the Tigers lose, it's terminal, as John would say. The season's over.
Right, and you'd rather lose to an AFC opponent as far as any other games that you're going to lose. So it's actually the one game you wouldn't mind losing.
And if Michigan loses, look, it's going to be tough to make the playoff, but if you beat Ohio State, you're in.
Yeah.
So it's not terminal for them. The season's not over. The season ends tonight if the Tigers lose.
It's that simple.
Now, maybe you don't care about the Tigers.
That's a whole different argument.
And maybe you just love football. And I think that explains the people who are voting for the Lions. I have a different spin on this question too, Stoney. How many combined wins do we get this weekend? And throw the Red Wings in there, too. They play Toronto.
Okay, so we have Toronto, and we're just Toronto, Michigan, Michigan State.
Tigers, Lions. Five games.
Tigers,
Lions. Although there would be a sixth game if the Tigers win because they'd play Sunday. But you just tell me, how many wins do we have this weekend?
I'm not going to tell you who it is either.
Okay, this will be fun. You're just going to give a number.
I'm just going to give a number.
I've got a number.
It's going to be one.
Oh, wow. We held up very different numbers. I'm holding four fingers. Okay. You think we're getting one local win this whole weekend, and you won't tell us who?
No.
And I think they're getting four this weekend. I'll tell you who it won't be. The Red Wings against the Maple Leafs.
Okay.
But I think the Tigers win tonight.
Yeah.
I think the Lions win on Sunday night. I think Michigan State's going to win at homecoming against a UCLA team that's got to come over and play effectively a 9 a.m. game.
There's my one.
Okay. And I think Michigan, I don't feel great about it because it's freshman quarterback on the road, but I think you can bully USC. That's been the issue under Lincoln Riley. So I got four.
Yeah, I'm pessimistic, and maybe I'm definitely more pessimistic after what happened to my hometown yesterday. The Phillies got eliminated. The Eagles lost to the Giants they doubled their score. And the Flyers, I don't care about that, but yeah.
Tom, what's your number? How many wins locally this weekend?
Three.
Okay.
Four.
Okay. Four. There you go. It's going to be a good weekend. See, send people into their weekend. We're feeling good. Four wins this week.
Got the Chiefs, so no Lions. I got two Tiger wins.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Friday night special.
That's
and a game
awesome.
One. They steal, sorry, earn a game one win in Toronto.
Michigan State, and then the Red Wings.
The Red Wings are going to beat Toronto here?
They're going to bounce back tomorrow night, yep.
McClellan's going to challenge them.
You're using your theory about the Lions-Packers. There's a significant overreaction, and Jim has trashed him so much this morning that...
You just hate Toronto.
Yeah, it's going to be a clean sweep of Toronto, and then Sparty will win.
Okay, but not guy. Michigan won't win, and the Lions won't win.
That's where I feel. I told you in the picks, I think either the Lions destroy them or they lose. I got too much respect for the Chiefs, Mahomes, Andy Reid, a little bit of desperation. But the Chris Jones thing is the final straw for me. Like, he called himself out. He's going to come to play Sunday.
Problem is their whole D-line has had a down year this year. Is he getting long in the tooth? Does he have any help around him? They're going to have 4.8 yards per carry. See, that's the recipe to go on the road and win for the Lions, right? Run the ball, play keep away, bully them.
Is Decker going to play this week?
This is a great question. I shouldn't assume anything.
No.
I'm thinking he will, but he hasn't practiced.
Has McNeil been ruled out?
No. All that comes out today. McNeil, I think, is going to play. Full participation yesterday and Wednesday. I think he's going to play.
The other on a limited count.
Yeah, the other question is that Brian Branch was limited yesterday and Wednesday, and Dave Burkett wrote that he has to get an MRI.
That's not good.
No.
Because he had a big game against the Chiefs kick off the season in 23.
Yeah,
especially with the corners out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I don't think they're going to win.
We're going to dive deeper. We're going to hone in on the Lions. You guys are free to call in about any of this stuff. It could be the Red Wings. It could be the Tigers. It could be our question of the total number of wins. It could be the one win you want to guarantee. We're going to get the Lions going next. 97.1.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.